6-1 chance. He is 67, yeah. And funnily enough, one of the runners with the least amount of money on it.
The chosen one, they went to Saturday. Duff, how do you see it backing up here?
Yeah, well, he's got a lot of ground to make up from Saturday, hasn't he? So he was beaten 7 or 8 lengths there. So he's another one chasing his tail on a quick backup after that run on Saturday. No.
Mm. Yeah, well, he's a bit of a thinker. The blinkers on worked. Now the blinkers come off, so they're trying things with him.
$81.
Here's one that obviously is creating a lot of interest for Australian followers like Surprise Baby. We talk of Vow and Declare. Barrier 21 with 52 kilos on its back, Dean.
Yeah, he's just a good, strong stayer. We saw him after that Queensland Derby win the 3,000 metre race at Eagle Farm in a canter. His two runs back have been great. I don't think he handled Caulfield at all. He'll be much more comfortable at Flemington, and he's a legitimate winning chance.
Terrific hope. Love the way he's been handled. He'll stay all day. I'd prefer it drier than wetter for him.
Mm.
Yeah. So
is that the only query, Duff? I mean, beautifully weighted and the like, but is the soft ground?
Well weighted, good jockey. Just a little inconclusive on wet, that's all. But I'm not saying no, but I've got him in the top three.
Yeah, well, his fourth pick, he's a $12 chance. He has won on a rain-affected track at Warrnambool. But he's I think one of his first runs in a race was on a wet track. So yeah.
And young star number 24 here ran in the race last year, and Tommy Berry from Barrier 9 here, Duff.
I think she'll run better than everyone thinks. He set her for this the whole year, Chris, and great run in this race last year, and the first time past 2,000 last time in St. Ledger. Slowly race didn't suit her at all. I thought she did something, and she'll love the jar out of the track, and I think she can run top 10 for sure.
I think that's about what she should aim up for. Top 10, she ran very well last year. She's not going dissimilar. I think top 10 finish is achievable.
Strangely enough, she's only got 6 horses longer than her in the market, which I think is wrong.
Is it?
Yeah. I think she's got to be higher up in the order.
Okay.
Rather than, I think she's probably closer to a 20-1 chance than a 33-1 chance.
Okay. All right, so there's the guys' opinions on the 24 of them. Ron, take us through your top four.
Dangerous, but I want to have a throw at the stumps. Il Paradiso, 20. I think the danger's 18, Surprise Baby, 23, Vow and Declare, and number 3, Master of Reality. So 2018, 23 and 3.
Dean Lester?
It shows the nature of the race this year and most years. 11 Finch from 1 Cross Counter, 23 Vow and Declare, and 12 Prince of Arran.
So a totally set of different numbers there. Have you had a look at it as well, Munns?
I'm 11 Finch, 12 Prince of Arran, as I said. Yeah, I think they're the two horses. You just place them in the right spots. 23 Vow and Declare, but I didn't want the rain. And I'll throw in the Cinderella story for 4th Surprise Baby. 11, 12, 23, 18.
They're the thoughts from Ron, Dean and Glenn Munsey for the Melbourne Cup. 3 o'clock tomorrow. Now, Melbourne Cup morning. Dean's going to be joining us with Mark Hunter straight out of the 9 o'clock scratchings to go through every race, including the Melbourne Cup. So that's Tuesday morning, just after 9 o'clock for that. Duff, you enjoy your time in Melbourne. We'll talk to you through the week.
Thanks, Andrew. See you, guys.
Ron Duppacy there, and Dean, we'll chat tomorrow.
Yeah, look forward to it. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Dean. And Munns, you just keep yourself safe.
Andrew, I'll be doing my best. lovely to be in here sharing this hour and a bit with you in the salubrious surrounds of the Tabcorp organisation here in Melbourne.
Righto. And Cozzy's about to join us with a full preview for our 2 New South Wales meetings. Then there's Going Greyhounds and On the Pace and the whip around at 11 into a day's racing. We'll keep you updated with Melbourne's weather in the latter part of the afternoon with those showers forecast. But at the moment, Flemington, a soft off 6.
Good morning, Madison Clear Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio News. There are reports this morning a new blood test can detect breast cancer up to 5 years before symptoms appear, according to results of a trial that could lead to a breakthrough, saving thousands of lives a year. A plan by the New South Wales government to remove warning signs from red light and speed cameras across the state has sparked revenue-raising outrage from motorists, while Queensland's tourism industry is demanding the government take urgent action to control sharks in the Whitsundays, with fears foreign visitors are being scared off. And Sydney and much of eastern New South Wales can expect more thunderstorms today following rainfall over the weekend, which brought more than 60 millimetres in some areas of the state. In sport, Ash Barty has made history in beating defending champ Alina Svitolina at the WTA finals this morning with a 6-4, 6-3 win, claiming the biggest winner's cheque in tennis history, $6.4 million. Lewis Hamilton is world champion for the sixth time after finishing second at the United States Grand Prix. While in cricket, rain stopped Australia from chasing down Pakistan's total at the opening T20 match that was abandoned at the SCG yesterday. Better news for the girls, Alyssa Healy and Elise Perry share the highest partnership in Women's Big Bash League history as they put on an unbroken 199. And Central Coast posted their first win of the A-League season, upsetting reigning premiers Perth 2-1. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your home to Sydney's Spring Racing Carnival.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
To our $6.4 million apartment complex in RSL Art Union's luxury lineup. Search RSL luxury lineup to get your tickets, license number 29819. The M5, very heavy, King George's Road down towards the M5 East Tunnel. Lansdowne, Hume Highway, Horsley Drive, a truck breakdown westbound lane 3. And we're looking at a high volume of traffic through Bankstown, Stacey Street, approaching Rickard Road. If you're heading north, allow extra travel time there. Don't wait, enjoy a holiday park getaway now and save up to 20% on Central Coast and Northern Beaches. T's and C's apply. Search NRMA Parks and Resorts. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio and Tabcorp are proud supporters of Rural Aid. With so many people being affected by drought, we urge you to back the Buy a Bale campaign. Call 1300 327 624 to help our New South Wales farmers. Your family deserves to be safe and secure at home. That's where Wideline Windows and Doors can help. Their secure line screens offer security without compromising on design or your view. And their safe line window screens are designed to prevent falls, keeping your youngest family members safe and sound. For security, safety and peace of mind, call Wideline Windows and Doors or visit their website at www.wideline.com.au.
Australians are practical people, so what about a useful everyday diary for women full of essential health information that also saves lives? Now that's something. The Australian Women's Health Diary funds life-saving breast cancer trials research. Buy one for yourself or someone you love and do something that does something. It's just $18.95 from newsagents, Woolworths and magshop.com.au. The Australian Women's Health Diary. Buy the diary that saves lives today.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it's 11 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Good morning. We've got a couple of meetings on today. Ballina and also Corowa. We're going to head to Ballina first of all. Gary Cleese is there on a day where it looks like it's going to be okay. A little overcast, good three the rail. True morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. Yeah, pretty warm, pretty warm. They're predicting thunderstorms late this afternoon, so wouldn't surprise me if we did get one, but other than that, track would be in really good order.
All right. Now, the first today, we take out four Caribbean Beauty. Favourite, two Moshed Up at $1.95, 10 Spring Nymph, $4.40, three Urban Appeal, $6, number five Cascade County, 7 and 11 or better.
Yeah, with the evens, 2.10, 5.3, on with Moshed Up. I think she's beautifully placed. She's had her in a few times. Michael Costa pulled her out through bad gates, but I think he's down the right race for her here. She resumes with only the one trial. She wasn't asked to do a lot in that trial at the Gold Coast when she ran second, and she had four miles preparation where 10 winners came out of her last three runs. So she looks well placed. Former Victorian Spring Nip loved the trial. She's a newcomer to Terry McCarthy stable. He took her to Grafton 2 weeks ago and trialled her up there, and the stable mate beat a 0.6 of a length in the trial, and she so showed speed in the trial. Got a massive watch on Cascade County. He's a former Victorian. Bob Milligan's got him now. Bob gave him one run at Taree going back in 27th of May. And I watched the horse in the air. A lovely horse, but he did nothing. But he hasn't trialled him, and he's travelling a long way with him from Taree to Ballina. And Urban Appeal the three debut at Casino in a non-fab. He did a good job, only beaten 0.3 of a length, and obviously can improve off that. And goes to Tab Company today with the even numbers, 2.10, 5 and 3, race 1.
Now, the second event, a full field, 1 Peak Hill, 270, 2 Craigley Satina, 370, 3 Loving Home, 390, 4 looking at you, 480, and then double figures.
Yeah, with the odds, 1, 3, 5 and 2. I'm with Loving Home. Look, he hadn't won a race until 2017. He won the Paul Macquarie Cup back in October, so it was 2 years since he'd won one. But he was good at Grafton the other day, and he drops in weight. One thing about him, you got no worries with him running out the 2,650 metres. Peak Hill, the toppy, he did a good job at Grafton. He was run down late by Clever Dolly 6 days ago, so he is on the quick backup. I suppose what brought him undone, he had to do a lot of work, sitting 3 and 4 wide from the 700-metre mark today. One gate, McGowan aboard, you don't think he'd be wide. 5 humility, played a query on her at the trip at Grafton in the same race as Clever Dolly, but she worked home late over the 2,350. And Craigley Certino, I mean, if you go back 4 runs ago, placed at Eagle Farm when running second behind Ocean Verdict. I mean, he probably wouldn't go to Eagle Farm and be placed, but she has been disappointing the last 3 runs. But she's in the mix. Odd numbers, 3-1-5-2, race 2.
Third event, we pull out 4, Better Jet and number 7, Dorling Duchess. 2 Cracker View, 225, 6 Savannah Jern, 380, 3 General Witt, 480, 1 Blevio, 650, 5 My Best Seller, 750, and then 14 or longer.
Yeah, with the split, 2165. She hasn't got a thing wrong here, Cracker View. Her last 5, 2nd at Casino, 1 at Lismore, 2nd at Barrable. I went to Grafton in a hot race behind Jack Attack and then came back and led and was run down late behind 1 Betty. Over the 1100, gets the gate, gets back to 1000. Emily Atkinson knows her well and ticks all the boxes. Blevio, the top weight's a big query. In a new stable now, Brett Dodson hasn't run for nearly 6 weeks. Her only win was at 1,000 metres. They did try to get her up to a mile, but I think the bottom line, she didn't run it out. 6 Savannah Jern, she'll be sitting off the quick speed here. That'll suit her. And 5 My Best Sellers had 2 runs back. He's really good first up. He ran 4th of 11th, and he was a shade disappointing second up. So maybe the second up syndrome. Third up here today, 1 gate. With the split, 2-1-6 and 5, race 3.
Now, 189, spot on spot, Lord of the Dreams, due later come out of race 4. Now, 3 My Cousin Steve, 260, 2 Old Trias, 330. 6 Meckham, 460, $7 for 7 Brad the Lad, 4 Dexter Duncan, 750, and then 17 or better.
Yeah, with the split, 3-2-6-4. I'm with My Cousin Steve. I mean, he won at Lismore and he led and rolled and blew him away. He came back here and he probably went a fraction too hard when running second. And the Duke of Federer grabbed him right on the line. They run 57-53. Forget him at Moorlambar now, but they got tightened up out of the gates and that's not his go. He likes to high roll up in front. 2 Old Trieste resumed. Big lump of a guy, big heavy horse. Resumes 5.5 months. He had 1 little soft trial at the Sunny Coast. Over 840. McGowan knows him. He's a bit of a trick to ride. You've got to hide him away and keep him till the late. 6 Meckham. He figured in the Stewart's report at Grafton there 6 days ago. He draws good here today, even though I'm a quick backup. And 4 Dexter Dutton coming off that win at Casino on a non-tab and might have given him a bit of confidence. With the split, 3-2-6-4 in race 4.
On to race 5, and here we have a look at the scratchings, and there are none. The winner, the favourite is number 2, Natural Force, preempting that, 225. 5 The Palms, $4. 1 Cateau, 650, along with 4 Elders Arm. 3 Viking Raid, 750, along with 6 Dash for Van, then 51 or better the other two.
Yeah, you might have said the winner too. I'm with the split. I'm 2-5-1-6. I'm with Natural Force here. He gave him an absolute touch-up 2 runs ago at Moreland Bay. He bolted in there by 5.3. He went to Eagle Farm in a class 3. He got tightened up on jumping. He got too far back. I mean, Gab Wolfman Chester would have had to take it off a long way from home on it. Look, it didn't suit him, and this will suit him here today. 5 The Palms, great runner Grafton last start. She led, and she was run down late 2 weeks ago. She gets a good gait. She gets a nice soft weight. Coteau, the top, he's got ability. He races really good here. He's had 3 runs back. I thought he was fair at the Gold Coast last start, beating 3.6. But this will be easier. And Dash for Ben, the 6 resumed first up and hit the line hard. He's got to come from a class 1 to a class 3, but there was plenty of merit in his first up run. With the split, 2-5-1-6 in race 5.
On to race 6 now. Here, the scratchings are 1 applicant, 3's all white and 10 Danesdale. The favourite 7, Telecom Dane, win $2. 12 Nice for Tort, 480. Number 11, Fellow 7. 5 Prince of Braemar, $9, and then 10 or better.
Yeah, I'm with the odds. I'm 7-5-12-9. He looks awfully hard to beat. Telecom Dane win. Been placed his last 3. He led a ditch switch and he was run down late in a pretty strong race. He draws really good and he probably finds an easier race. Prince of Braemar here, the 5, really good run form. The Victorian horse got a mile out of his ground in 1,100-metre race at Grafton, worked up a line hard, beaten 2.5. 1,300 will suit him better than the 1,100 first up. 12 Knights Retort did a good job. He's ticking away, only a lightly raced horse. He's had 3 runs back, and he led the other day, and Maximus running down late. Maximus just got beaten at Class 1 at Bow Desert Saturday. And Byron Boyd didn't have a lot of luck first up from the Matt Dunyard, and he draws a good gate here today. And obviously the 13 will suit him better with the odd number 7, 5, 12, 9 in race 6.
All right, 10 Compliance, 11 Cali, come out of race 7. Now 13 Tootsie's Tops, 250. 2 Calabria, 380. Number 12 Qualify, $5. 3 Elysia, 750. Then 10 or better.
Yeah, good little race. I'm with the evens. 2, 12, 13, and 9. I'm with Calabria here. He's had the one run back. He went to Doom and just he didn't have a lot of luck. I know he was beaten 3.7 lengths here in a maiden, but this is easier. And he absolutely trotted in a barrier trial at the Gold Coast by 4 or 5 lengths prior to resuming. Good gate here. Smart yard, Gary Doughty. Very hard to beat. Qualified the 12. I think she's set for a first up win. Trevor Whittington's got her. Only had the 3 starts last preparation. She was placed to the coast, but she's had 2 trials, and they pushed her out in the last trial, and she trialled up really good to win. Tootsie's Tops, the 13, did a good job at Lismore behind, beat that. Got a little bit of a sticky gate, but home track advantage will help. And we wanted all the little men. She was disappointing at Ipswich, but she did have to cover a bit of ground there down the back. With the even numbers, 2, 12, 13, 9 in the last, Sean.
All right, what do you like, Gary? Any favourites? Anything you like in particular?
Oh, I like race 3, number 9. Race 3, number 2, Cracker View, going really good. Bits of gate and gets a claim for little Emily. And race 4, number 3, my cousin Steve. I think if they lead on him today, he'll take a lot of running down. Race 3, 2, race 4, 3, quaddy numbers, first leg 3, 2 and 6, second leg 2, 5, third leg 7, 5, 12, 9. And in that last leg, 2, 12 and 13, Sean.
All right, now we're chatting in the whip round later on with Emily Atkinson, Dwayne Schmidt, Maddie McGarren, Jake Bayless, John Grisdown and Brett Dodson. And that'll be after 11 to this one.
You're not going to be far wrong there.
Hopefully.
Brett Dobson's got a couple of horses, and I'm interested with his one former Victorian horse, another Sydney horse, newcomer to his stud. So you might better get a little bit out of him, Sean, eh?
Hope so. All right, good on you, Gary. We'll hear you through the day.
Yeah, good on you, mate. See you, mate.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Cleese, you're 20 past 10.
Celebrating the best New South Wales racing, Sky Sports Radio.
Now racing today also is at the Corowa, and there with the finest soft sixes. A bit of rain through. John Scores for this morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Now, look, very clear day here, though, today. Sean, I'm only up the road at Albury. Most of the rain was yesterday, so it was well needed. But I think with the first to start at 2:10 on a clear day, there'll probably be some give in the track, but, it's an interesting 7-race card, mate.
All right, now let's have a look at the market today. First, we've got a full field, 1-star attorney, 3:10. Number 8, Treasure Jewel, 4. 3 All Dreams, 4:20, along with 4 Bless You, Toby, and then 12 or better.
Yeah, All Dreams on top for me here, Sean. 3, 8, 4, 1. I thought probably, she's had a bit of racing this preparation, but her best run this time in this All-American mare was at Corowa here over 1,200. She drew wide and went back. A couple of the races she's been unsuited since, but I just felt from a reasonable gate out to the mile again, out to the mile today, this is going to suit her. She might need some luck from back, but if she gets it, she's got a good enough finish to run over these. Look, I threw the 8 in here, Treasure Jewel, again, a mare that produced her best at a most recent start. She's only had a couple of runs, but the first time at the mile, she was very good last time at Wagga behind Ouija and Gia Costa. She repeats that. She's not far off here. 4, I consider a chance. Bless You, Toby, wasn't bad last time at Canberra. And the interesting runner is obviously the Hayes Davidic runner with the blinkers on debut at the mile. Keen to have a look at it in the yard. Going with the race to form here, 3, 8, 4, 1, Sean.
Okay, 3 Master Knight, 5 Snitz and Glitz, and 6 Superlux come out of the next. The favourite, number 7, Lasante at 3:10, 9 Coves, 4:20, 8 Ahara Farasi, $5, 4 St Henry is 6, and then $10 or better the rest.
Yeah, made it 9, 7, 12, 8. I'm going to use that Wagga run as the form reference, and I thought Coves was pretty good there. The other fellow went round in the same race, Lasante, and he gets the blinkers on, but I'm going to go Coves from the inside gate. Nick Souquet with some good rides today, and look, solid effort last time first up, so I'll go with it. But Lasante, also good performance in the same race, the same race that day. And look, as I say, gets the blinkers on, second start, it'll run well. 12 down the bottom, I'll forgive the second up run from Lachey. The earlier form around her was pretty good, and that little bit of give in that track, certainly going to suit her on a home base today. And outside those eight, a Hardy Farisi, not without a chance from a good gate. But an even bunch, 9, 7, 12, 8, Sean.
We go to the third now. This is the benchmark 58, 1300. Scratchings are four and moves like ZZ, and six is anyone there. 10 Mosh Vain is 390. Number seven, Cretney, 440. One Ghost Doctor, 480. 11 Doctor, $6. Eight Rich Weight Lady, seven. Then 10 or longer.
Yeah, I went with Mosh Vain here, Sean. 10, 11, 1, 7 for me, Mosh Vain. Pretty handy last time at Benalla. It's only its second run for Mitch, and it was it had a long, long layoff. It went to Canberra, and there was a little bit of money around for that day as well. So I thought gate one, certainly a big advantage from this start. It can lead and be right on speed. Its form's on top of the ground's a little bit of a concern, but as I say, I wouldn't really rule out horses with dry track form, even though we've got a six at the moment. I'm going to go Mosh Vain. Underneath it, Dr. Force. Some reasonable runs from this going back to August last preparation. It's better for two runs this time in, and I thought, again, drawn favourably, it can run well. Old Ghost Doctor. Well, I call him old. He's only a five-year-old, but this big grey fella can run well. He's got a good gait. He likes to give in the track. He's going to be right. He's going to get the right run all the way. And seven, Creedney, for Mitch Beer, formerly raced up and up north. Keen to have a look at it in the yard, first run for the new stable. Made it 10-11-1-7, Sean.
Six, Divine Diva, 10, Hargy, come out of race four. Five, Legal Ad, 380. Seven, Red Cracker, $4. Four, a Mayor of Methyl, 420. Eight, Ad Finham, 440. $1 is Don is Good, is $9, and then 12 or longer.
Yeah, I made it 4-7-5-8, Sean. Gee, I like the win of this horse, Mayor Methyl, at the Wodonga last time. Won a 1,400-metre race there. Only lightly raced, nine starts, but previous win before that was a mile race at Tawong. And sometimes the format of this place is not too bad. Look, it worked and done a good job there at Wodonga, and I thought it can only improve. So I'll go Mayor Methyl. I think it'll be pretty hard to beat. Seven, I found, is that one of the dangers in Red Cracker. Gets here off the back of two nice runs in Melbourne, Bendigo and Benalla last time. I think it can run well here. Outside those five, Luger Laddie makes his own speed. Just a bit of a query at the mile for me with him, but he is probably back in grade a little bit. And eight, I thought was not without some claims here at Finham for Denise Wise. So, look, again, an even bunch of horses and a pivotal race, the last leg of the early first leg of the main quaddie, Sean. 4-7-5-8, it includes a lot in the quaddie.
Nine's Supreme and 10, Autocrat, come out of race five. Now, the favourite, two, Spanish Toff, and the Spanish Powered, rather, is 250. Number three, the Chaplain, 440. One, Smart Style, $5. Six, Rocky High, $5. Four, War Blues, 750, and then 15 or better.
Yeah, had to go with Spanish Poet, Sean. 2-1-3-4 for me, Spanish Poet. Good breaking. He's dark here back on the 16th of September. He's run at Wodonga after that. Was still pretty good, and that was off 4 weeks. So he got a lot out of that win. He put the riding on the wall quite a few times. So I think outdoor class two, I think he's a good chance here. The top weight Smart Style has been good this preparation. All three runs have been handy. The run behind Cardinay was pretty good last time in the 11.75. He made up really good ground late. So he's going to run well. Three, the Chaplain. I'm not quite sure whether this will suit him, Coral, particularly drawn out, but he's a talent. He's been a little bit unlucky a few times this preparation, but nearly wore me down. War Blues, not without a chance, best of the rest. I like Spanish Poet, though. He'll make his own luck, Sean. A few of the others may not. 2-1-3-4.
Race six, no scratchings. One Ocean Hero, 230. Two Delago at East, 390. Three Blind Turn, $8 with four Idle Fancy. Eight Take Me Home, Mr. 850. Then 17 or longer.
Yeah, I think he's better than a class one at Coral Ocean Hero, Sean. I made him the best bet of the day. 1-8-2-3. Look, he's probably had some issues, this fellow. He resumed at Albury and he was terrific there from a long, long way back. But I can remember him winning at Albury way back last year, and that was a really strong field. They were in good form, a few of them mares, Fusker and Starskin at the time, and he just steamed home over the top of them. Look, obviously around Coral, he will probably get back a little bit, but with a patient ride from Jake, he could just be too strong for these. I made him the best bet of the day. Look, eight, I thought, was not without a chance. Take Me Home, Mister. It's in with a really light weight for young Logan McNeil. And look, last couple of runs, well, it was placed last time we saw it here behind Air Gordon and Smart Style. So that's the right form from a good gate with no weight on its back. Two, DeLargo at Ease. This was good when it won at Leeton first up. But it drew gate two and led round Leeton, and it's drawn the outside gate here. So that's a bit of a worry for me. And three, Blind Turns. First up off a long break, but he's a speedy customer. And he's got really good form on the track. But look, I just think Ocean Hero's got a little bit on the Sean. One a special, 8, 2, and 3.
The final event, we put out 6 to Cena, number 9 Working Together, and 12 Green Cash. Favourite 3, Billabong Dooley, 290. One out on 420. 2 Made Milan, 480. Number 5, Hazel's Diary, 550. 4 Frudenen is 650, and then 13 or better.
Yeah, good one to finish off. I went 5, 3, 2, 4. I'll go Hazel's Diary here. Won her maiden, albeit on a heavy. And I just think she's been a bit of a... look, she gets a little bit warm, this girl. I think she's better for that last racing preparation. And gate one, I'll just back her with the 3 kilo claim to not be far off them and get them down late. She just outran them, Billabong Bilby, when it won the maiden. It was never going to lose. It stepped straight in the gear and led all the way. And look, it's drawn outside them. Just wonder how much work it's got to do, but it is quite fast. Whether it pays for the last 100, we're going to find out. 2 Made Milan is the key. If she was anywhere near her best, she'd be the one to beat here, but I don't like them from the outside draws at the 1,000. Nonetheless, comes here with the blinkers for the first time, so I think he means business today, Mitch Beer. He only took her over last preparation, so she might have come back a bit better. And 4 Frawnden for the first 4 takers. 5, 3, 2, 4. Good race to finish off, Sean.
What do you like there today, John?
Look, I thought Mira Mathal in race 4 was a good chance, but I just think Ocean Hero in race 6 brings a bit more class to the meeting. So we'll go race 6, number 1, if you're game, have a little bit of a multi into race 4, number 4, Mira Mathal as well, Sean.
All right, good on you, John. We'll talk to you a little later on with the whip around and get your wrap up then.
For sure. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, John. John scores today, looking at the meeting at Corowa, right on 10:30, Sky Sports Radio.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio news. Ash Barty has outclassed Alina Svitolina this morning to claim the elite season-ending championship and the biggest cash prize in tennis history, a check for a huge $6.4 million. Barty claiming that 6-4-6-3 win in the Shenzhen final to become the first world number one to win the WTA final series since Serena Williams 5 years ago. Sydney's wet weather ended the Aussie cricket team's winning start to the international season. The T20 opener against Pakistan at the SCG was declared a no result. Better news in the WBBL, Alyssa Healy's century, a record stand and a Sixers win were the perfect birthday presents for Elise Perry yesterday. In soccer, Melbourne City overcame an early scare from Wellington to snare a 3-2 victory, while Central Coast posted their first win of the A-League season, upsetting reigning premiers Perth 2-1. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your home to Sydney's spring racing carnival.
Sky Sports Radio and the Australian Turf Club have brought you some incredible spring action.
Yes, 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 takes the lead. Yes, 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 wins the Everest. Unstar, full of running, and she's the star filly for the flight stakes.
Now celebrate Melbourne Cup Day at Randwick, and next Saturday, it's the $1 million golden gift at Rose Hill. This spring, it's Sky Sports Radio.
For some people, just missing it means running onto the platform and the doors close, right in your face. For others, it's backing a horse who misses the kick by 3, that comes charging home and just misses by a nose. We're those people. And we're all happy that if your horse runs second or third in races 1-3 at Flemington and Randwick this Melbourne Cup Day, TAB gives us a bonus bet back up to $50. TAB, long may we play.
Excludes SA and WA residents. TAB account, fixed odds, win bets only. T's and C's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
You've had